Welcome to Semper Gumby in Alaska, a podcast of the Diocese of Juneau. Broadcasting today from St. Rose of Lima in Wrangell, Alaska. Today is Monday, September 26th, and we celebrate with Saints Cosmos and Damian, physicians and martyrs. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. An argument arose among the disciples about which of them was the greatest. Jesus realized the intention of their hearts and took a child and placed it by his side and said to them, "Whoever receives this child in my name receives me. And whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. For the one who is least among all of you is the one who is the greatest." Then John said in reply, "Master, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to prevent him because he does not follow in our company." Jesus said to him, "Do not prevent him, for whoever is not against you is for you." The Gospel of the Lord. So it's kind of ironic to think about the disciples so quickly after Jesus' second prediction of his passion and death to be arguing about who is the greatest. They clearly, as we heard last week, did not want to ask Jesus any more questions about what he meant that he was going to suffer and die. So, ignoring that, they argued instead about who was the greatest among the disciples. Would it be Peter, who Jesus said was rock? Would it be Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, who maybe found Jesus before even Peter did? Or would it be James and John, the great sons of thunder, who are always accompanying Jesus? And Jesus says, actually, it will not be any of you. It will be this little child. This no one. This nothing. This little one is greater than all of you. So what can we learn from children that Jesus is trying to teach us? Often, children teach us that we must give up any desire for greatness, that true greatness instead comes from not desiring status or fame or glory or honor. But true greatness comes from simply loving one another without prejudice or disposition, but instead just as a little child that runs up and grabs a hold of your leg and is jumping up and down so excited to see you. That love that melts the hard places of your heart. That love makes us great in God's kingdom. There's another issue in today's gospel. John's reply to Jesus isn't, "Oh, yes, I think I should become more childlike." No, he says, "Jesus, we saw someone not of our company driving out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him." Not because he was unsuccessful, but because he wasn't part of this inner circle of disciples. And Jesus is saying, in response, I think needs to catch all of us off guard. That do not prevent him. Instead, consider everyone who is not specifically against you to be for you. I think our political discussions would go a lot different if our first response to the opposing political party was, well, they're probably with us on this issue. But instead, we take sides very quickly and drive one another to distraction, to the point that we don't know who's for us or who's against us, and so we assume everyone is against us. And Jesus is saying, there's an easier way. Assume more goodwill. And that comes to the saints we celebrate today. Cosmas and Damian are saints from the early century of the church. They appear in the Roman canon that we use at Mass. And they're twins. So a shout out to all mothers of twins. For you have a huge task in raising those children. May they bring you twice the blessing. Cosmas and Damian were twins. They trained as physicians. They became Christians, and in the iconography of the East, they're shown holding medicine boxes and spoons as they dispensed healing. Often the spoons have a little cross on them, showing that they not only dispensed physical healings, but spiritual ones as well. They're celebrated throughout the Universal Church today on September 26th. They're celebrated especially in Brazil, where children today receive candies with little pictures of Cosmas and Damian. Hopefully the candies bring healing for both body and soul. I look forward to celebrating with the Brazilians in the Church of Cosmas and Damian when we go there as part of World Youth Day in 2013. What can we learn from Cosmas and Damian? I think the biggest thing they're remembered for is the many healings they performed and their work as physicians they always did for free. They did it for free because they said, we received these talents, these gifts, these abilities from God. And so what we have freely received from God, we freely hand on to you. Might we do the same, assuming goodwill from our brother and sister and becoming childlike in loving one another. God bless you. Thank you for listening to Semper Gumby in Alaska. This is Father Thomas Weiss, a priest of the Diocese of Juneau. If you'd like to send me any feedback, you can reach me through my email at frthomasweiss@gmail.com. Again, that's frthomasweiss@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and if there's any way I can make these podcasts more helpful, please let me know. May God bless you and have a great day.